You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studio South. I am in San Antonio, Texas, at the River Center Improv. Literally, I'm in the lobby of the Comedy Club. And joining us live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue is Elliot Serrano. And in our Allstate Showcase Studios in the Magical Kingdom is Hannah Stanley. Are you still in Disney World? Because I saw a picture of Space Mountain this morning.
No, yes, I am now home and thus far posting pictures because once I'm home, like
I
feel like I go kind of radio silent, like don't know I'm on vacation, please don't rob me. And then I go on WGN and tell people I'm on vacation. And so
yeah, this was a debate we had while I was there as well. My mom did not want me to post and I wanted to do some. And yes, I had the same problem.
Yeah. So now that I'm home and I'm actually going through the pictures and I'm like, well, that's a good one. I like that one. That's pretty fun. So then I'm posting pictures.
I got to ask you about Space Mountain. Now, Elliot, have you been to Disney World? Yes?
I have been to Disney World, but I have not been there recently to see all the updates that they've made.
Okay.
But Space Mountain was one of their first rides.
Space Mountain has been there for forever. Yeah.
Right. But I understand that they've turned it into Hyperspace Mountain.
I don't know. I think they just added a few more strobes. I don't know.
Well, there was supposed to be like a Star Wars theme to it, but maybe by the time you got there, they took that off.
No, there's not. No, that's just all.
No,
in your
I was
head.
There in December. Yeah, no, that's your wishful thinking and jealousy. You were both hoping it was happening, and then jealous that it was happening, even though it wasn't.
Did you at least see Chewbacca there?
No, but interesting because, and Elliot, you know this because I level jumped on our friendship and I texted you Star Wars questions.
You did.
Sorry, Patty.
Yeah.
This is now a thing that
Elliot
and I do behind your back.
Well, it's funny.
You do it in front of my back. Do it right to my face. It's good.
We started talking Star Wars and then it made a left turn into Harry Potter and that's where Hannah was comfortable. So I was like, okay.
Harry Potter is my geek dumb. That's where I was like, he was like, we'll make a geek out of you now. Yeah. And I said, no, I already am, but just in a different genre. But yeah, I actually, speaking of Star Wars and Chewbacca, I saw Star Wars on the cruise ship. So.
Wait, you hadn't seen, right?
Yeah, Disney Cruise, they run first-run movies, like, you know, current movies. And so they had Star Wars and they had The Good Dinosaur. And because I'm on a cruise and it's the Bahamas, I should sit in a theater and watch movies. That makes total sense. So that's what I did.
I actually know some of the folks who were working that tour, and I was really jealous of you because there were some folks from Lucasfilm who were on that boat. And they could have told you a lot of stuff about the movies.
Why didn't you not? Okay, we'll talk about this offline. Patty, hi, back to you.
No, we can talk about it here. Why were there people from Lucasfilms on the cruise?
No, they were
and
there.
Why did I not know this?
They were hosting workshops. On one of them, Pablo Hidalgo, who is the head of the Star Wars Story Group, was there talking about his new book. And everybody who was on these tours was saying, you need to go to his little talk. He was doing little talks on the boat. And people are like, who is this guy? I go, you'd have to be a total nerd like me. Go to it. And the dude, he knows everything that's going to happen in all the Star Wars movies. Good luck getting any of it out of him.
I would have thrown him into a stairwell and tried to get it out of him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just saying. I'm from Chicago. That's how we roll.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
No, I would have FaceTimed Elliot while I did it.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Can we go back? I had to go back to Space Mountain. Hold on. Let's reel this in. I've got to reel all the talk in. You posted how great of a ride it is. I have to disagree. It's a little whippy for me. It's a little...
Here's the thing. We have huge discussions about this in my family for years. I enjoy it because I don't know what's coming. But I think I'm in the sweet spot for height. You're a little bit taller than me, yes? You're like 5'8"-ish?
Oh, thank you. I'll take that. I'm 5'6".
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm a skosh taller than you at pushing, I'll say, 5'7". But I think it's maybe torso, because I've got a really long torso, so I would sit a little higher than you. My mom, who is probably closer to your height, maybe a little shorter, she doesn't like it. It's too whippy. It, like, pops
her
neck
whippy.
Just at the wrong spot.
Yeah, it was, and here's the thing, we could not bring, we brought Declan on most of the roller coasters, but that one, as opposed to the Whizzer, right? The Whizzer is a similar seated situation, but you don't have someone, you're not cradling someone. So we usually cradle Declan and make sure we control his head because he doesn't have great neck control. But this one, like, I have neck control. It's like, whoa, it was a little awkward. See, I like that. I think of the three of us, me, Steve, and Griffin, I liked the least. And I and Declan liked the Haunted Mansion the most, the Tower of Terror.
Oh yeah, see, that's just crazy town. No, I don't like that one almost at all. Like, I would do it, but for a lot of money. But right. Space Mountain to me is like perfect because I don't like
it's
knowing
great.
That there's a drop coming. I don't like knowing that I'm going to like do. And so because it, and for those who haven't been on it, it's pitch black. You don't see anything.
Yes.
You're whizzing through space and then you take these crazy like hairpin turns, which are likely not at all crazy, but they feel that way because it's pitch black. And then there'll be an occasional strobe light or like whizzing sounds, and it's pretty great. So yeah, it's been my favorite ride since I was a little kid.
Wow. See, I like I like the other ones, like Thunder Mountain and the what are the Seven Dwarves ride is very fun.
Oh, Seven Dwarves Mine Train, which is a really, really tough to get on. So good for you. You got to get that Fast Pass.
Okay, let's explain Fast Pass, because if anyone's going to Disney World, and I know that like you have to do Fast Pass, and there are different ways to do Disney World on a budget and to save money for it. I was telling the audience this tonight, and my mom might be listening to the show, but my mom's one goal in life that I can remember for the last 10 years at least was to take her grandchildren to Disney World, never to take me to Disney World. And I don't remember as a child if she ever said, "I can't wait. Someday I will take your children to Disney World." But it was something that she decided that she wanted to do, and we accomplished that. So I have to say the Fast Pass is such a great tool to have. And you can do it on your phone with an app, too. You just, like, register
for
three
things. Yes. That's what's interesting is you're given three a day. Each person is given three free Fast Passes. And you can pre-book those. You can pre-book them, I believe, 60 days in advance. It opens at midnight. So if you're going 60 days from today, get on that. And the ones you want to get on are the popular rides, because there's going to be some that aren't going to have huge wait lines. But Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, like, sells out right away. There's another one, which is Peter Pan's Flight, which is far more toddler young kid oriented.
Yes.
My kids loved it, right? It's great. But that will frequently be a 75 or 80 minute wait time. So you want to grab things that have statistically higher wait times. And then use them as quickly as you can in the morning, because then you can go to kiosks and get more added to your Magic.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the app is genius, because we would have a Fast Pass for a ride, and then we'd walk by it, and the app would show us it's in a 15-minute wait time, and we're like, well, we're not going to waste a Fast Pass on 15 minutes. So we would go run over, get in that line, and then on the app shift our Fast Pass to something else.
Right, you register for a new ride. It is very cool. And you can also make your dinner reservations if there's someplace you want to eat.
Yes, and again, this is not something, Patty and I did not go for free. We paid our own real money. We just like it.
Yeah. No, I asked Griffin if he wanted to go back like in the next year. He goes, can we go in 2 years? He's that kid. He's that kid. He's like, I like it, but I don't need it right away. We're planning a trip to Canada, I think, this summer, of all places.
Ooh, Canada. Sure, that's great.
Well, we're trying to decide between Toronto, Quebec, or Quebec, depending on, I'm sure both of those are wrong. And
yes.
I think Edmonton. Those are the three places we're looking at. And my husband wants to go to Banff.
Okay. Toronto has the Hockey Hall of Fame, so I mean, there's that.
Oh, good point. There's that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something very romantic about any one of those places, because Canada, as much as we just think of as a big open space that has, a lot of room and easier border passes. I don't know.
Yes.
I've been there. I've driven a lot of Canada, but visiting and taking your family there, I've heard, is a great experience too. Like Toronto.
Yeah, we have not done Canada, and Canada's on the list. So,
what's your list look like? I'm curious.
Oh gosh, we would need a whole other show. There's a list.
There's a list.
No, now, but I'm apparently an honorary friendly Manitoban. That's a thing. And I have some, it's a very, very long, it's a great story, but it's a very long story about how I met these people from Manitoba. And so they've declared me an honorary friendly Manitoban. And so now I feel like I'm one of them.
Lucky you. Certified and everything. Hey, Hannah, hold on 1 second. Let's talk about Harry Potter when we come back, because I know we talked a little bit before at the beginning of the show, and if you're heard the news about
There's huge news.
I think it's actually huge. They're changing
it's
it.
Huge.
The
East Coasters are saying it's huge. Yeah.
Before we go to the break, Craig, is it really an East Coast thing? Do you say you don't say huge?
Yeah,
do
I don't do that. I don't. Outside of making fun of Trump, I've never said huge in my whole life.
Huge.
This is huge. What's coming up is huge.
Weird times we live in. More with Hannah Stanley and Elliot Serrano when we come back on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studio South. I'm in Texas, broadcasting from the River Center Improv. And Hannah Stanley is home now. She's been at Disney World for a while. So Hannah is at home. Elliot Serrano is in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And I think that it's to some degree, and Craig too. I don't know about Esmeralda. Our level of Harry Potter affection. I think we run from hot to cold. What are we? Where are we, Elliot?
I'm like, you know, when you first get that cup of coffee at the Starbucks, mm-hmm. and they first hand it to you, and you sip it, and you're like, "Ooh, this is hot." That's me.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
When it comes to Harry Potter, I read the books before I saw the movies, folks.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Not only did I read them, but before the next one would come out, I would reread them in order again. So when came out, I reread 1 through 5 to prepare. I did it again before 7.
I'm more like if somebody had a Starbucks coffee and they sipped it a few times, and it's still a good coffee, but, you know, it's not fresh, it's not new. They hand it to me, and I'm like, oh, this is good. It's fine.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Right. You said you liked the coffee I brought you today, Craig.
Yeah, well, I mean, you shouldn't have sipped it so many times.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a good note.
You left your lipstick on the lid.
I'm that coffee that's been sitting out for hours.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Esmeralda thinks that Harry Potter is stale.
Yeah. Oh, done.
But I guess I'll drink it if it's there.
All right. Have you seen any of the movies?
I saw the first one when it came out, and that was it.
I think it's the best one. I know people like Prisoner of Azkaban, whatever.
Oh, that one's the best. Prisoner of Azkaban is the best.
Can I guess if Esmeralda saw it on a date? Was that a date? It sounded like it might have been a date.
Nope. I was in high school.
All right.
Oh, boy.
You couldn't date in high school?
No. Actually, no. It was really sad. Anyway, that's for another time.
The great thing I do love about Harry Potter is that, you know, you'll find every once in a while you'll find a gal who's in the Star Wars, but almost all geek gals are in Harry Potter, especially the ones who like dressing up like Hermione.
Wow.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. All right. Don't hold back on that at all.
Oh, my.
Well done, Elliot. The news coming out, and here's the thing, J.K. Rowling does this thing where by drips and drabs, she's been sharing things, you know, I didn't really want Hermione and Ron to be together. I actually thought it should be Harry and Hermione. And, you know, all these other things, and you're like, just, you know, let us enjoy the collection the way it is, the story, the world. Where are you guys on that? Because I'm good with where it is. I don't need anything else from the creator. And she had to do whatever she wants because she gave us this, right? But is how I am at this point.
Yeah, I just stay away from it. I don't pay. I mean, every once in a while it comes out that, you know, a character was gay or a character was this or that, and right. I hear it because it hits mainstream. But for the most part, I just kind of, you know, live in my own little Harry Potter fantasy world. I don't need to keep tabs on what she says.
Well,
yes, go ahead, Elliot.
No, I was going to say, you do remember Rupert Grint says he believes that Ron and Hermione would eventually get divorced because she would not be able to stand him anymore.
With good reason. Yeah.
Oh, I
no, I don't.
That.
I don't know. I think with all that they've gone through, they were drawn together. But
yes,
regardless, there's big news this week. It's exciting. This part
yes,
I am
after,
paying attention to.
Well, there's a cursed child, a story so epic in nature that it had to be told in two parts, begins exactly where Deathly Hallows ended. And we already know what it is because she's sharing that information. It's a father-son tale about Harry, the Ministry of Magic employee, and his youngest son, Albus Severus Potter. And it's a play that is going to be, apparently this is going to be opening July 31st. And what a great way to keep telling the story. And I think that people will devour this in the same way we keep going after the Star Wars stories. This does seem a little bit of a, in the last 30 years, there are many of us of our generation, me, Elliot, Hannah, I think we're of the same generation where something is so big in our lives that every time something new comes along, we're like, yeah, I'll do that too. Whether it's Star Wars or and now Harry Potter, even though we're older than the generation it was intended for, don't you think?
Yeah, I think Harry Potter was a big one. I mean, I read it merely to figure out what all the fuss was about, the first one.
Yes.
And I think this is when
right.
she was on the third book. And I was about maybe 10 minutes in, and I was like, oh, man, this is good. Like, I have to get into this. Like, darn it, you. But you're absolutely right. It was not intended for, I can't even remember how old I was when I started reading it, but I know I was living on my own. So, like, mid to late 20s. And it was definitely
exactly.
not geared towards me, but it was an escape. And
yes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I agree. Elliot, I mean, is it a sort of a creation of our generation that we can't leave well enough alone? Because, I mean, like in the 40s and 50s, there weren't sequels to the extent that we have them now or, you know, carrying on the story, all of that.
Well,
and not that it's bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, on the one hand, you make a good point. I mean, this whole thing, as Hannah said, you know, the books were written by J.K. Rowling to kind of grow up with the audience that she intended them for, but a lot of older folks got into them because they were just so well written.
Right.
And now you have those Potterheads, as Harry Potter fans are, they are now, now you're in that point where you're like, wow, what is, everyone wants to know, what is going on with Harry, Hermione, and Ron? So, you know, and it's that many years later going, okay, well, and we're embracing that. We're going, wow, this is something that's going on now. Who knows how many younger readers are as fascinated with the idea as, again, the original Potter fans that are now salivating over this whole thing. But, I mean, there was a Gone with the Wind sequel. There's been a Wizard of Oz sequel.
But they were all done in the 70s.
Oh, they're 80s. Still doing them. Some they're doing them now. I mean, again, you know.
But they didn't. Yes, but for the same generation. I mean, there wasn't a Gone with the Wind sequel. And unfortunately, the writer, Margaret Mitchell, was actually killed in a car accident. I believe she was writing a sequel to Gone with the Wind. But she died. But, you know, beside that, there weren't that many.
I don't know. I mean, there were a lot of the road movies with Bob Hope.
Oh, I was just thinking about those. I was also thinking about those. Those are so good.
Well done. Of a theme.
Thank
sure.
you.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
I guess they aren't technically true. Sequels, but it was still the same, like, this is formulaic. Let's do it again.
Every People single like one of those movies is excellent, though. So let's leave those alone. Those are great.
Well, I'm not saying Harry Potter's not.
Wait.
But I mean,
Bing
yeah,
and Bob do nothing wrong. Patty, you don't think so?
Oh, you know what's funny? Big Bing Crosby fan. Also, I like Bob Hope. I actually have never seen a road movie with both of them. Yeah.
Oh no, we got to do that.
Maybe one. How are you a Bing Crosby? How are you a Bob Hope and Bing
my
Crosby
old roommate?
Fan?
We'll talk about it off. We got to take a break, but we watched all right. them all. We had sleeping party, like slumber parties.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Oh no, sleeping parties.
We'll
sleeping. We had sleeping
yeah.
parties.
I don't know what's happening. Hannah Stanley, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
That sounds
yes?
great. All right,
excellent.
Thank you.
And welcome back. We're so happy that you're home, and I'm glad your family had a great time in Disney World.
Yes, very much. Thank you. And you saw the pirate pictures. I promised pirate photos.
I
and
did.
They were,
you look spectacular and sultry as a pirate dress. I don't think that's a word, but I'm going to use it.
I had my wench on, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like Pirate Trust better than Wench. I'm not sure. Lady Pirate. I call you Lady Pirate, Hannah.
You can call me whatever you want. Okay.
I shall. Thank you so much, Hannah. We'll talk to you later. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.